Oh, yes, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We've got to talk a little bit about real estate here in just a second, as it is part of our top three stories. So let me get into the top three stories first, and then we'll get into that. So first of all, top three stories: Fed raised the rate another 0.75 point. This is the third time in a row they've done that, and they said it's not all. They're not done. It's going to keep on coming. So there, and this comes about after, like, the story we were just talking about is the number of people who are, like, 63% of Americans say they're falling behind the cost of living. And so that right there is why you've got so many, like, why the Federal Reserve knows this. They also can see the credit card usage is going up dramatically, meaning that people are using their credit cards to get by right now. And so they see this, and so they're like, okay, we got to stop this, because right now people are barely keeping their head above water. So they raised the interest rate 0.75 point and plan to do it more. New York Attorney General has sued Donald Trump and his children and the Trump Organization for business fraud and tax fraud, something they've been investigating for quite some time. She feels like she's got enough now to go ahead and sue them. Also, based on her investigation, she's also encouraging the IRS and federal officials to investigate the Trump Organization for fraud. And finally, home sales nationwide dropped 20% in August from a year ago. This is home sales, not home prices. So this is the seventh month now in a row where home sales have dropped. And we know that here in the Pensacola area, it hasn't been necessarily the same. Like, it's not quite the same. And I want to talk about that further here. So home sales have declined for the seventh month in a row as higher mortgage rates have finally started, you know, deterring people. And it's not just the high mortgage rates. You take the high mortgage, because really where the mortgage rate is right now is still not bad, still pretty good. But when housing prices rose by 30 or 40% over the past 2.5 years, now it's become just absolutely unaffordable, because it was already going to be a high payment anyway, and now you got a higher interest rate. It's like, oh boy. So the sales have started to drop off. It's seven months in a row that sales have been down compared to a year ago. And but what we're seeing is the same thing we're seeing here nationwide, is that there's still just not a lot of inventory out there. So when somebody is trying to sell, it might take a little bit longer for it to sell, but they're still probably going to sell within the same month. That's pretty big. Now, I also saw this report that home prices are starting to drop just a little bit. We've seen home prices drop 2 months in a row here in the Pensacola area, but nationwide they're starting to drop a little bit as well. So I like what Christina Leavenworth described it a couple weeks ago when we talked to her about the market. She said it's just really getting to barely a it's getting to the point where it's just barely a balanced market, like getting to be a balanced market. Still not even a balanced market right now. Now, when we look at closer real estate here, we do have that last year, like when we talk about sales prices, the sales prices are going down. Well, they're not going down that much. The median sales price is still 13% higher than what it was a year ago. So that's pretty significant. Now, it's not where it was, where I think it was in March or May, we were at 19% higher than a year ago. So it has come down some, where it's only 13% year over year. But what we're seeing here that's different than the nationwide. So nationwide, 7 months in a row of decreased home sales. Well, here, The number of homes sold actually rose 5.5%. So it's not, we have a little bit of a different market. And we've talked about that, how we are insulated from the same kind of impacts that a lot of other communities around the nation have, because so many people want to move here. So many people need to move here, whether it be military or jobs with Navy Federal or the expanding airport. And so we have a lot of, we have more job opportunities that have been coming up all the time. And then you've got people who just want to move here, which leads me to the next story. But right first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing really to slow you down right now on our roads. That's going to include I-10 and I-110. No major slowdowns. Seeing some slight slowdowns starting to form on Davis Highway near the interstate, as well as getting off of I-110 northbound and I-10 eastbound at Davis Highway is looking slow moving. And you'll have your everyday afternoon traffic in Gulf Breeze. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, you'll see that everyday slowdowns near the Nature Preserve. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And speaking of real estate, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so we're saying people want to move here. Well, that was a story that David was just covering just a little bit ago. That basically New Yorkers and New Jerseyans, you call them New Jerseyans or New Jerseyans, I don't know. We have like a record number of New Yorker and New Jersey people coming down here to Florida. And so you look at this. At first, when I saw that, I gotta admit, a little bit of knee-jerk reaction, like, oh no, oh no. We see this with California, where Californians flee California and they go to places like Idaho, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and they basically just change the politics of those states dramatically. So my first knee-jerk reaction is like, uh-oh. But then I started thinking, wait a minute, because I know a lot of people who are either moderate or conservative who live in upstate New York, who live in, you know, the more of the countryside area of New Jersey, not Newark. And they are all trying to flee the policies from up north. And so they would want to be coming down here because they like Governor DeSantis, because they like the policies of allowing us to govern ourselves for the most part. And so I'm thinking it might be a lot of people coming down here, but they could all be like-minded individuals, if you know what I mean. Well, that being said, it's not always going to be just like-minded individuals, because look, if they go to Miami, it's not going to be like-minded individuals, right? So here's the thing, though. According to census data population is basically they're looking at which communities will grow the most over the next 40 years. So they had that overall the U.S. population grew by 7%. And during that period, 80% of U.S. metro areas grew. So in other words, people were mostly moving to city centers. They see that trend going to continue. The number one place that they expect to have the most growth by 2060 is the Villages of Florida. They expect the population to go up from 139,000 that it is now to 452,000 by 2060. That's a 223% increase. The next largest growth community would be St. George, Utah, which is a couple hours outside of Las Vegas, right across the border. It's a really pretty area, but it's kind of a quiet retirement community right now. Well, apparently, they expect it to explode, go from 195,000 people to 125,000 people, 118% growth. Austin, Texas, they say is going to be the third most developed place over the next 40 years, practically doubling their current population, which is hard to believe because I lived in Austin when Austin was like 1.3 million people. Now it's 2.3 million people. It's already double population in the past 15 years. And they plan and they say it's going to continue to do that. Cape Coral, Florida comes in fourth. Las Vegas, Nevada comes in fifth as far as the most growth. I was looking at this list And this list that they have of expected population growth has a total of 40 communities in here. Like Atlanta, Georgia's on here. College Station, Texas. Riverside, California. San Antonio, Texas. Hilton Head, South Carolina. Place like that. But I'm looking at this list, and 10 out of the 40, so a quarter of them, are Florida places. Yeah. I'm like, holy cow. A quarter of them are Florida. And then 8 of them are Texas. So basically between Texas and Florida, it basically makes up half of the communities that are expected to grow the most. In fact, we might as well just grab this one right here. Daphne, Alabama comes on the list at 21st, most having the most growth. They expect Daphne area to grow from 243,000 people to 393,000, which Daphne doesn't have 243,000. They're taking all Baldwin County for that, I guess. So yeah, between Texas and Florida, over the next 40 years, they're expecting the population to dramatically shift to these areas. Over the half of the top 40 cities that are expected to get job, get population growth, are in Florida or Texas. It's pretty crazy. All right, it's Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative. So anyway, what is the point of that? The point of that is because of that population growth, it's going to insulate us from major market crashes. We could still have market corrections, but we'll recover and we'll keep growing. All right, it's Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. I've only been here since the end of 2016. Just curious, what are the reasons South Florida residents don't like the governor? It's all politics. They're listening to the spin of things. For example, I see no greater example than this. When Florida passed the Parental Rights in Action Bill, when they passed that, the Democrats labeled it as the Don't Say Gay bill. So residents in South Florida who mostly follow Democrat leaders and Democrat websites and things were appalled. How could this governor be okay with not saying the words gay? And that's where it goes. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, some response now from former President Trump's son, Don Jr., over that lawsuit by New York's Attorney General on Twitter. He says, quote, "This is all about politics." He says Letitia James is, quote, "weaponizing her office to go after political opponents." Of course, James has filed that civil lawsuit against the former president and his family for allegedly inflating his net worth. Losing sleep on a regular basis could increase the risk of heart disease. That from a new study in the Journal of Experimental Medicine, it shows that cutting your sleep short could harm immune stem cells, which increases the risk of inflammatory disorders. In that study, they analyzed blood samples from 14 healthy volunteers that cut their sleep by an hour and a half for 6 weeks. And of course, Bobby, forecasters warning about that new tropical system that could form and possibly hit the Gulf Coast as a hurricane next week. Right now, it's a tropical wave that's expected to move into the Caribbean later this week. And of course, we'll keep our eyes on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, definitely something to keep our eye on right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good this afternoon. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have some slight slowdowns on North Palafox Street at East Burgess Road, as well as the afternoon traffic on Pine Forest is present. This is going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10 in the northbound direction. And lastly, 98 Gulf Breeze, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Navarre, seeing some slow traffic due to just that everyday traffic in front of the nature preserve. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We've got to give you an update on Alzheimer's. A very good story pertaining to Alzheimer's coming up next.
Like a stone, and I feel heavy.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Alzheimer's update. There's a lot of people who've been doing a lot of research pertaining to Alzheimer's. Scientists have now identified a mutated protein that's linked to Alzheimer's disease risk. This is kind of weird, but they identified the protein. They call it schmoose. I'm not making this up. They call it schmoose. Like, okay, weird. But they say it's linked to brain atrophy and changes in energy metabolism. And so they're trying to understand, because if they can understand this protein that might be causing Alzheimer's, then obviously they can do something to address that protein specifically to try to prevent Alzheimer's from getting set in or prevent any other kinds of dementia. So, this could be a very big discovery. Of course, discovering what causes it is only one part of it. Now, now trying to figure out what you can do about it, that's the whole different part, right? But it's a big step right there. So, I know there's a lot of people who are suffering from Alzheimer's or who have loved ones that are suffering from Alzheimer's. And so this is a positive news there for you. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. I'll give you an update what's happened to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in their division series coming up next. Up on Friday, September 30th, join News Radio 92.3 at the Taste of Gulf Breeze. In fact, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets, I believe beginning tomorrow, to go to the Taste of Gulf Breeze. And we've got actually multiple pairs of tickets we'll be giving away. So tune in for opportunity to win those. It's an exciting competitive culinary adventure. So general admission is open from 6 to 9, VIP 5 to 6. Get more information and details on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you, starting off with the Federal Reserve has once again raised their interest rates at 0.75%. This is the third time they've done that, and they said they're not done. They're going to keep on raising those interest rates. And we covered a story last hour that 63% of Americans say that they're barely keeping their head above water, that they're falling behind the cost of living. And that's why the Fed is being so aggressive at trying to tackle inflation, because they know more and more people are using credit cards to get by, and pretty soon they're not going to have that option. And then they're going to really start to have some pain. And so when 63% of Americans are falling behind the cost of living, that's their main concern right now. New York Attorney General has gone ahead and sued the Trump Organization, including Donald Trump and his three eldest children, alleging them of business fraud. And home sales nationwide dropped 20% in August from a year ago. And this is the seventh straight month that home sales dropped. Now, I did bring up here in Pensacola area, we actually saw a 5% increase in home sales from June compared to the previous June. But we had to drop the last couple of months. So we're not seeing the same trend. We're a little bit behind the trend that's happening nationwide. Those are your top three stories right here on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos are in the division series tournament right now against Montgomery Biscuits. They lost the first game last night, so they're off tonight. They play at home tomorrow. They've got to win it. If they win it, then they'll have a game three on Friday. If they lose it, then they're done. But yeah, so big one right there. Hopefully they'll be able to win tomorrow night and then win on Friday. Then Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Atlanta Braves got beat by the Washington Nationals. Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros is scoreless. And Milwaukee Brewers, right now in the first inning, and earlier, oh, earlier the Brewers played the Mets. And right now, the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Houston Astros. That game just started. Coming up tonight at 6:05 on ESPN Plus, the Pirates are going to be playing the Yankees. And you've got soccer on ESPN Plus beginning as early as 6 o'clock tonight. So, lots of soccer going on right there. In sports news, we've got the owner of the Suns, Robert Sarver. He's been suspended for a year for workplace misconduct, and now he said that he's going to go ahead and try to sell both the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury WNBA basketball teams. So, no word yet on who the buyer would be. I'm sure there's plenty of buyers out there who'd be willing to buy the team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver, Evans, has lost his appeal of the one-game suspension. He wanted to, because he's been suspended for the fight, and he tried to appeal that, and they basically said, no, it ain't going to happen. So he will miss the game against the Packers, which is on Sunday. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett is expected to play on Thursday after he had a little bit of an injury. According to a source, the NFL has sent a warning letter to Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians is he's the former head coach of the Buccaneers. He's now in the front office, but he does go stand on the sidelines. And they sent a warning letter to him because he was standing in the area on the sidelines where only players and coaches are allowed to stand. So they sent a warning letter to him to not do that. And then what do we got here? The Royals have fired their president of baseball operations after 6 straight losing seasons. And finally, the Chicago Bulls guard LaMelo Ball is going to LaMelo? Which one is it? Just said Ball, but I don't think LaMelo is the one. Anyway, one of the Ball brothers. He's going to undergo another knee procedure. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So about the time they'll start doing summer or training and stuff like this, he's going to be out for that. That is your sports hit right here on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report. We are seeing some slowdowns on Beverly Parkway. This is going to be just off of Clearwater Avenue in the eastbound direction. So keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking good. 29 is traveling smoothly, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Still seeing some everyday slowdowns on 98 as you leave Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Two-thirds of young two-thirds of young adults now have work from home back. Like work from home back? What are you talking about? A new study, it was actually done in Britain, but it found over all the adults that they talked to, ages 18 to 29, 63.7% admitted that they have newfound back issues since working from home. They're calling it work from home back. Because when people are working from home, they're staying. Oftentimes, they don't have as nice of desk chairs at home as what they have at work that support their back better. Some people are even just like sitting at the kitchen table and they're just kind of slouched over the table or sitting on their bed. In fact, I saw one study, a separate study from this, that showed over half of individuals who work from home work from their bed. They're just sitting in bed, sitting up, just slouched over the laptop and just trying to work that way. So apparently that's a new thing. Work from home back. Very weird. overall, I saw that one. And then, with COVID, so we have a lot of people working from home because of COVID. But the other thing, of course, is masks. Masks, 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 masks. Masks everywhere. Tons and tons of masks all over the place, right? According to researchers, they say you can get these shredded masks and gloves and add them to cement. And by adding our all of our masks, shred them up, and even gloves, add them to cement, it can increase the strength and elasticity of cement for up to 22%. Actually, adding our leftover masks to cement will make them more resistant to cracking even. Now, the research is still in the early phases, so don't be going out and just like tossing your masks into like random fresh concrete. But what they're hoping is that they can take, basically it's a way of recycling, taking recycled leftover masks and having a way to, instead of filling up landfills, it could actually help with concrete. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight and I forget the pain. I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all?
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, apparently today an interstate just north of Tampa had to be closed. That was earlier this morning. It was quite a tragic scene, really. A semi-truck crashed. Its cargo littered the roadway, turning it into a sea of silver Coors Light cans. That's right, silver bullets, far as the eye can see. The truck hauling the Coors Light apparently clipped another semi-truck while changing lanes, and then a pickup truck got involved, turning it into a multi-car pileup. Good news, though, only minor injuries reported, and the interstate was reopened as soon as all the Coors Light was cleaned up. Word is there was lots of volunteers hoping to help clean the roadway.
Yeah, that is. I saw that as well. You probably definitely would get a lot of volunteers for that one. kind of interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we've got your top stories here for you on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. And so starting off with Dr. Anthony Fauci. It says, follow the science. So this is the top story on FoxNews.com. Fauci's admission about his draconian lockdowns and the negative impact of school children. And I was like, wait, what? So I pulled this up, and he was, so I guess he was talking about, he was at the Atlantic Festival, a three-day convention there, and in one segment, he talked about his guidance in instituting the draconian pandemic guidance. And he said he first blamed divisiveness of social media for turning every piece of his guidance into a confusing and controversial statement. The divisiveness of social media? How much is the divisiveness of telling people what to do when they don't want to be told what to do? I mean, that's the thing. Like, okay, anyway, continue on here. I just, you know what? Sorry. He gaslighted me. You're gaslighting people. When you tell them that when you're telling somebody what to do and you're trying to boss them around and you tell them that they're the ones being divisive because they just won't do what you're telling them to do, that's gaslighting. Anyway, he goes on and says, when you have a divisiveness in society where every time you say something, you have X number of people with social media looking to attack it, that adds to the understandable confusion when you're dealing with an evolving outbreak. The thing is, it wasn't that evolving. This is what I've covered so many times now. The information we had of April 2020 is the same information we have now. This virus kills 3% of the people who get infected with it, mostly people over the age of 70. Nothing's changed over 2.5 years. Anyway, he went on and said this. When he pushed for the federal government mandated lockdowns, masking, vaccinations, and all this other stuff. Quote, of course, when you make recommendations, if the primary goal you're dealing with, a situation where the hospitals were being overrun in New York, intensive care units were being put in the hallways, you have to do something that's rather draconian. And sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences. Just like when you shut things down, even temporarily, it does have deleterious consequences on the economy, on the school children. You know that. But then he says, but you have to make a balance when you're dealing with, we know the only way to stop something cold in its tracks is to try and shut things down, end quote. But that's the thing. You couldn't shut it cold in its tracks. You couldn't, because you can't control people that much. Not in America. You can't. So, and we've talked about this so many times before, even back then, is like, what are you trying to do? The idea was this virus can only spread, and it takes about 14 days. It can only spread human to human. It doesn't spread off of objects and things like this. If we could just keep people in their homes for 14 days, the virus will spread to who it's going to spread to, and it's done. But you can't do that, and it didn't happen, and it couldn't happen. And here's the big problem I have. I actually don't have problems with Anthony Fauci. Like you hear a lot of the conservatives, libertarian leaning people, just outraged over Dr. Anthony Fauci, feeling like he's like Darth Vader and stuff. And I'm like, no. Dr. Anthony Fauci did his job. His job was to look after the public health of the country as it pertained to an infectious disease. His job wasn't even to worry about the public health of the public pertaining to mental health. That's not his job. His job is, Dr. Anthony Fauci, what is the best thing we can do to protect ourselves from this infectious disease? And his answer is lockdown. Make everybody stay at home. The virus will die out amongst those who already have it. And then true leaders would say, thank you very much, doctor. Now let's turn to Dr. So-and-so in the mental health sector. Dr. So-and-so, if we shut down for 2 weeks or even 2 months or even 2 years, what will the effect be on the mental health of society and drug abuse, domestic abuse, sexual abuse, as well as suicide risk? Thank you very much for your input, Dr. So-and-so. Now let's turn over to our economist. Economist, if we shut down based on this, what would be a true leader would take all of these facts, all these different opinions, all these different expert opinions, and go, okay, so with that information I have now, I will make an educated decision that I think is best for the people. That's going to be a balance of this and this and this and this, instead of, I'm just going to follow what he says. I don't blame Anthony Fauci. He did his job. His job isn't to worry about the economy. His job wasn't worried about the education of school children. His job wasn't even worried about the potential harm of suicide and stuff like that. I blame every leader that listened to him verbatim. That's not true leadership. That's leading in fear. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, News Radio 92.3. We're way past track on the fire, so let's go ahead and hit that real quick.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdown. See something else on the roads, just give me a call. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, real quick, other top stories on foxnews.com. Who's bankrolling the DeSantis Martha Vineyards flight lawsuit? Yeah, exactly. Bill Barr speaking out on the New York Attorney General's lawsuit against Trump. What's he have to say? Bill Barr actually says it's a political hit job driven to punish him. Oh, wow. Probably not something you expected to hear from Bill Barr defending Trump, essentially, on that one. So there you go. Those are the top stories on FoxNews.com.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All righty. 97% of clothing, 98% of shoes sold in the United States are imported. All right. So... it's not a surprise. Making clothes in other countries, it stinks, but making clothes in other countries is considerably cheaper to make in other countries than it is here. And that's why we need some extra tariffs on there, balance it out, and it might happen, but yeah, that won't happen. Barbara Walters has actually won 3 NAACP Image Awards. What? Yeah, they're all for The View. There are several colleges in the United States where you're required to pass a swimming test to graduate, including 3 Ivy League schools. That's right. In order to graduate, you have to know how to swim. Cornell, Columbia, Dartmouth, MIT, Bryn Mawr, and Swarthmore. Got to know how to swim. Hey, why not? They're like, yeah, we're giving you the skills to advance in life, and you will not be able to use those skills if you drown. So we're going to teach you how to swim. all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.